Did California just kill the combustion engine? The state is one of the world's largest car markets, and yesterday it approved some of the most ambitious regulations on gas-powered vehicles ever. The plan will phase out the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. California Governor Gavin Newsom called the plan a game changer. Here he is last night on ABC News.
There's nothing else that will move the needle on greenhouse gases more than tailpipe emissions.
Leanne Randolph is the chair of the California Air Resources Board that regulates pollution in the state. The board voted unanimously to approve the new regulations. Welcome, Leanne.
Thank you for having me.
First, let's fact check Governor Newsom's comment. Transportation is the leading cause of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. Is he correct in saying this will move the needle more than pretty much anything else?
Absolutely. California has spent decades leading the nation in reducing pollution from mobile sources. We've developed everything from the catalytic converter to vapor recovery systems. And this step moves us away from relying on fossil fuels for transportation and towards cleaner communities.
Okay, so California is fairly well known for having not just congested freeways, but the smog that sometimes accompanies them. What do you hope this transition to electric vehicles will do for air quality in California?
Oh, it's going to have incredibly beneficial effects on NOx emissions and PM2. And it will really help protect those communities, particularly the individuals who are living on transportation corridors, who are subjected day in and day out to impacts from fossil fuel combustion. So this will improve the air quality in some of our most impacted air basins like the South Coast and the San Joaquin Valley.
At this point, electric cars make up a tiny percentage of all cars on U.S. road, less than 1% of 250 million vehicles. I have an electric vehicle. I know there's not quite enough charging stations for all the electric vehicles that are supposed to be coming. How do you fix that problem and make charging stations more readily available?
We know that this rule alone is not going to make the transition.
Yeah.
We need federal, state, and local partners to work with us to continue to deploy the necessary infrastructure. And that's why steps like the federal infrastructure investments are going to be so important to get this infrastructure out, not only in the state of California, where this past quarter, we had over 16% of our vehicle sales were electric vehicles, but also throughout the whole nation. So people have the confidence that they can access the infrastructure we need. And, you know, those of us who drive electric vehicles, you realize that there's more infrastructure sometimes than you think, right? You start to see it everywhere. You start to notice, oh, this grocery store has a charger here, or this office has a charger there. So I think that we are well on our way to getting where we need to go.
Although sometimes those chargers are inside parking structures where you have to pay. But you're right. They're more than I expect. What about the cost of the vehicles themselves? A Nissan Leaf, I checked the price this morning. It costs at least $27,000. A Tesla can, these are new vehicles. A Tesla can cost more than $100,000. Are you convinced at this point that the price of EVs makes them affordable for the average person?
We have a long way to go to make sure that there is a wide swath of vehicle price points. And our economic analysis for this rule shows that the costs will come down and that they will reach parity with internal combustion engines. I think it's also important to note that when you think about the cost of a vehicle, it's not just the upfront cost, it's the total cost of ownership. It's repair costs and it's fueling costs. And in those analyses, zero emission vehicles come out ahead. And
yeah, they don't need oil changes.
Customers will start to realize that. Exactly.
Yeah. There are production challenges that you've already mentioned, but also Republican states may sue California. Do you think that might happen?
Well, you know, California has had authority under the Clean Air Act to regulate tailpipe emissions and established vehicle standards for decades. And we have successfully defended ourselves in the past, and we will absolutely, if necessary, defend ourselves in the future. This is basic public health work that we are doing here in California and that other states are doing throughout the nation. And we'll continue to do that work and defend our authority.
Leanne Randolph is the chair of the California Air Resources Board. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Celeste.